Hello and welcome to this week's Oxcast Extra. Today, I'm at the TAP Social Movement with Tess and Amy, the co-founders. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you. So, what inspired you to form TAP Social?
There were three of us to start. So there was myself, Amy, my sister Tess, and my partner Paul. We've all had experience working in a range of roles across the criminal justice system, and all have come into contact with so many people who haven't been given the amount of support that is kind of needed to get back into work and to get sort of be reintegrated into society after coming into contact with the criminal justice system. We were all living in London. Tess was working managing a couple of different craft beer places, and we all became interested in craft beer as well and started learning how to brew, and we were doing some home brewing, and we were looking at ways of sort of separately looking at ways of working with people in the criminal justice system, starting something that could help people out. And we suddenly realized that the two kind of went together really well. The craft beer industry is growing so quickly. It's an exciting and engaging industry, and it's a really great way of getting people interested in working again. We set out to start TAP Social Movement, which is a brewery and a community space. We are working with the local prison, HMP Spring Hill, to provide training and employment opportunities for the guys in there who are serving prison sentences. So they'll be coming to learn about brewing, including everything from sort of the recipe creation, ordering ingredients, complying with HMRC regulations, and then the brewing and packaging, and also about starting up a business. So everything that's involved in that, developing a sales strategy, sort of everyday operations and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that's where it all came from, and that's kind of how we got started.
Yeah, I think you're very brave to start up a business like this. It's fantastic. What made you choose Oxford?
So we were all in London, and that's where we really developed such an interest in craft beer in the first place. And then Amy came over here to start doing her DPhil. So it kind of made sense to start looking into the market here, and we realized there are not many places doing the same thing as us. So there are some great breweries around here, but kind of different styles of beer, and you know, less tap rooms than in London. So kind of had the right market for it. There's loads of students, there are people that would be interested in this kind of thing. And we figured that would hopefully support it, but you know, not much actually on offer at the moment, so it kind of all just made sense, fell into place, and found yourself here quite quickly.
Yeah. Brilliant. Why personally do you think it's important to address social justice issues?
Well, for myself, I mean, we've all witnessed sort of vast inequality and injustice in the community, but working in criminal justice, I mean, you just see people coming from disadvantaged backgrounds who are sort of caught up in this system that provides absolutely no support and no assistance in rehabilitating or in sort of getting people on the right track. And we felt that there was a real need for some greater support for people. And we thought that this was a way of sort of giving people the chance to develop skills and confidence. It's a way of doing something kind of, you know, helpful, but it's about giving opportunities and just having some faith in people, I suppose.
Yeah, it's really about breaking down barriers as well. So you have people coming out of the criminal justice system, and they're going to struggle to get back into work because of this background. And what we want to try to do is provide both the opportunity to work, you know, whether it's with us or across the entire brewing industry or just in, you know, other businesses. Mm-hmm. And we figure that if we can show that this is kind of a model that works, then hopefully other people will get on board. And it, you know, it's just all about reintegrating and making it a much more inclusive space. And that's what we really want the field, a place to be as a community hub where people can come and feel at home, and it's, you know, a mix of all different backgrounds coming together.
Yeah, wonderful. So this January you're launching your program. Can you give me a little bit more detail? What would that involve sort of day to day?
So we're working with two different prisons at the moment. One is a young offender institution, Cookham Wood, which is based in Rochester. And so the children there aren't actually coming out to the site from the beginning, but they're doing all of the artwork for us. So all of the artwork that you see featured on our beer labels is done by the guys who are at Cookham Wood. we're offering sort of the daily programs for the guys at Spring Hill, which is an adult prison based in Bicester, which is just up the road from here. That every day they'll come down and they'll be able to choose from either the brewing stream or the sort of business startup stream. And each person will sort of be assigned one person that they work with, and will do kind of get stuck into everything that's going on in the day. So it's sort of everything from the kind of brewing and packaging and doing all of those things to doing sales or learning about, you know, keep the accounts and bookkeeping and that
and
kind of thing.
Business startup as well. Obviously, when we were getting going, there are so many different regulations we had to comply with, and, you know, different bodies that we're trying to get in touch with and figure out how we would actually, you know, HMRC, for example, for taxes and excise duty and all the different things you have to, you know, think about when you're setting up a business. So we want people to come in and just shadow us and learn those kind of skills as well.
And I mean, because the purpose of this is to set people up for long-term employment, we want, there'll be lots of guys who already have skills in the prison, and they might struggle to find employment when they come out because of the criminal record. So this will give them a chance to, you know, have some work experience in setting up a business so that they'll be able to set up on their own when they come out.
Yeah, such a fantastic stepping stone. Lovely. So, how involved are you in the day-to-day running of the brewery?
Very involved. We have quite a small team that has set this up. So, as Amy mentioned, it's Amy, myself, Paul, and then we were very lucky to be joined by our head brewer, Jason, who is fantastic. He came over from the States and got on board with us. And then we've also got Matt, who is a longtime friend. We call him the Matt of all trades. He basically does everything that everything that you can imagine. So we've had a very small team starting up, both in transforming the space to setting up kind of the programs we're going to be running, working the tap room that we've got here. We all basically do every single thing together. So it's been great in that sense. It's a real kind of family feel so far. Hopefully stay the same way once you start the programs, and we're hoping to have a really tight-knit team.
Fantastic. How does this fit in with doing your DPhil?
Really well. I mean, it's a bit of a struggle to balance it all. But it's lots of fun, and the subjects overlap so well because my PhD is in criminal justice policy, and it's an area that's always been really, really, important to me. So, it's good.
Can you use any of this as examples?
Brilliant. Sort of. The subjects are somewhat overlapping. I'm looking at the role of the third sector in sort of delivering justice services. So yeah, there's definitely some overlap there. Whether or not we'll be a case study, I'm not sure.
Brilliant. So on to the beer. How did you decide on which beers to produce?
The first thing we knew we wanted to focus on was sour beers. So it's something we all love. We drank a lot of sour beers in London and basically decided that we should bring them to Oxford. It's quite hard to find them here. We found on a few visits that we made. And so we decided to make them ourselves and put them in the market. So we have two sours right now. One is a Belgian farmhouse sour ale, and then the other one is a cranberry and thyme sour ale. So, you know, that's going to be hopefully our focus, and we'll expand that range as we go on. But we like all beer as well. So we've got a pale ale and an oatmeal stout as well. And as far as the recipes go, that's all down to our head brewer, Jason, who's very creative, and, you know, we all get involved and see the ideas for it, and then he does the chemistry and magic to make it happen.
Brilliant. How do you decide on the names? Because there's some pretty excellent names.
I mean, the names are all kind of jokes and funny things that have happened to us. The best one is probably Bleeding Heart Numbskulls.
When we were setting up a local newspaper, I wrote an article about us just kind of introducing the idea of what we're doing. And one of the comments on it wasn't overly supportive and called us Bleeding Heart Numbskulls. so we decided we should just embrace it and wear it with pride. So our first sour beer we had to call Bleeding Heart Numbskulls. And we owe that random commenter all the credit for that one.
Fantastic. You should, raise a glass to that commenter.
Yeah, exactly.
What flavour combinations would you most like to experiment with, like the wackiest flavor combinations you can come up with?
We do have a list with some interesting ones, but I think kind of interesting herbs and spices are something we are looking at doing lots of. So I think we're looking at maybe some ginger, some sage, and trying, I guess, to match the flavors or the herbs and spices with the season and the fruits, of course.
Hoping eventually we'll be able to kind of grow some of our own herbs and be able to incorporate either really local things or things that we grow, whether it's here or on the allotments down the road. You know?
Yeah, of course.
And the prisons have lots of land as well, and so they've another way of sort of expanding our programs is to get into horticulture or agriculture, that kind of thing. Eventually, what we'd like to be able to do is offer training and programs for the whole kind of process, so to incorporate that.
Fantastic. How exciting. Do you drink more beer than ever before?
I mean, it's hard to... we've always drunk quite a lot of beer, but I guess we probably appreciate it more.
Yeah,
we look
definitely
different
drink
styles.
It with more appreciation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, we actively seek out places with really cool craft beer, and we look for different breweries we can go and try. I mean, the whole industry is, you know, so friendly and welcoming, and people want you to come in and try their stuff and take a look around. So I think we probably drink with, I'd say, more respect for the beer.
Yeah, okay. And smaller samples of
lots
more styles, probably.
Yeah.
Excellent. And what's your favorite beer, other than the ones you brew yourself, obviously?
Definitely sour for probably both of us, isn't it?
Tantian's brewery is so great.
Yeah. Magic Rock had a recent release back in the fall of Luce Cerise, and it's this incredible cherry style sour.
That's pretty delicious.
We like Calypso from Siren as well, which is just down in Reading. Wild Beer Code has some brilliant ones.
Yeah, Sourdough by Wild Beer. It's really great.
Yeah, I have to give them a try.
Yeah.
Cool. Have you got any advice for budding brewers?
I think get stuck into it, really.
Yeah.
Ask as many brewers as you can if you can come and shadow. Do as many brewery tours as you can. Just really get yourself involved in the whole industry.
Brewers are really, really friendly and really supportive and welcoming. So, I mean, we've found everyone to be incredibly nice and helpful and supportive. And so, yeah, just make the most of that, really, and get out there.
Brilliant. And how can the good people of Oxford come and try your delicious beers?
First off, in our tap room. So for January, we have a few days that we're open, the last weekend, and then also every Friday in February. And then after that, we'll hopefully be starting more regular tap room hours, you know, as the good weather rocks on as well. It'll be great to get more people in here. And then also in some local places around Oxford, we should be popping up in the next couple of weeks. So check our social media and our website, and we'll make sure we list all of those.
Yeah. Great. That's all my questions. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Brilliant to talk to you.
Yeah.